Hello and welcome back to the TTBA, the Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the share where we talk a Mishnah Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at chapter 4, paragraph 4, 4-4, Dalad here on season 5 of the Pirkei Avos with the Sforno of the TTPA with the commentary of Rabbi Pelkovitz and the translation of Rabbi Pelkovitz, the commentary from the Sforno himself. Very short Mishnah, but always a really good Mishnah. Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavna Omer. Rabbi Levitas of Yavna says, Me'od me'od hevi shafal ruach, be exceedingly humble in spirit, shetikvas enosh rima, for the anticipated end of mortal man is worms. You think you're so great, you think you're so wonderful, you think you're so fantastic. You're just a peon in the system. Compared to Hashem, you're like a nothing. You're little nothing, little peon. Why do you think you're so great? Why do you think you're so wonderful? Run away from honor. Run away from kavod. Realize that you're nothing but a small peon. Realize you're nothing in the system but a small, small person. Of course, you have to realize you do have talents. You do have what to contribute. You do have what to give to the world. But realize that really you're nothing. You're insignificant. There's so much that you have to still do every single day. The Sforno points out, be exceedingly humble in spirit, the anticipated end of mortal man is worms. The term shefal ruach, humble in spirit, refers to one who has no longing for any kind of honor in this world. This is the opposite of one who has ruach gavoh, an arrogant spirit, the trait which is attributed to Bilam. That is why Balak recognized Bilam's pride and arrogance, said, ki kevad achabedecha, I will surely honor you, and ha'umnam lo uchal kabdecha, am I unable to give you honor? And amarti kabina kabdecha, I said I would honor you. Scripture attributes a prideful spirit also to Yehoshaphat, but in a positive light, as it says, Vayigbal libo berdarchi Hashem, his heart was lifted up in the ways of Hashem, meaning that he was constantly longed for and attempted to increase and elevate his level of wisdom and piety. He wanted to do these things. He longed to do these things. The Tana adds the words ma'od ma'od, exceedingly, by which he means to say, not only do I caution you against trying to attain honors, which are too difficult to attain, but you also must not even be tempted by honors which are easily obtained. The reason is that the anticipated end of mortal man is worms, meaning the elevated position glory gained by men in this world is akin to maggot and worms, which are intrinsically despicable and have no meaningful existence. Our sages tell us, kol bria, she'en ba'etzem ena miskaimis shenayim asar chodesh, every creature which has no bone structure does not live 12 months. The notes point out the Sforno explains that humility is to be understood as the antithesis of the pursuit of honor. He proves this from the Mishnah chapter 5, where our sages contrast the personality of Avram with that of Bilam. Former's character is being of humble spirit, as opposed to the latter, who is said to have possessed an arrogant spirit, for he sought honor. Sforno proves from the verses in Parsha Balak. Interestingly, the Sforno finds it necessary to caution us not to eschew the concept of pride, self-assurance completely, for at times it can be utilized and channeled positively, as did King Yehoshaphat. He also explains the reason why Rabbi Levitas concludes his remarks by comparing the end of man to that of worms. The Tana wishes to impress upon us the nature of honor, which is not only fleeting but also insubstantial, similar to the existence and nature of worms. The repetition of the word ma'od, very, to denote exceedingly, is interpreted by the Sforno as referring to all kinds of honor, regardless of whether they be easy or difficult to attain, for they are of little importance and even less significance. Understand, you're just a small little human in the whole system that is the Jewish people, that is the world. What do you think you're doing so much? What do you think you're so special? What do you think you're greater than everybody else? Yes, do your mitzvahs, do your Torah, do your chesed every day, but understand that you're just a little servant in the system. You're just a little cog in the wheel. You're very important to the cog. You're necessary to the cog, but realize it's just a part of the wheel, a part of a greater whole. If we can internalize these lessons and try to be humble, maybe we would be zocha that everyone could be on a better level playing field, everyone would have more respect for each other, and maybe Hashem could finally send Mashiach, may it speedily be in our days. Join us next time as we talk about, God forbid, desecrating the name of Hashem in secret. It will be revealed in public here on the TTPA, and I'm your host,